Jesus was a very non-condemning person. He loves people, but he hates hypocrisy. Jesus coined that term, hypocrite, applying it to people who were not genuine pretenders, because it is the Greek word hypokrites that simply means actor. Someone who's acting a part, who's presenting themselves as one way, but in their heart they're another way. Listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Truly I say unto you that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what things you need of before you ask Him. You see, Jesus does not want us to be pretenders. And he's not talking about public prayer or when people get together and pray, because that is a tradition that was established by Jesus and his apostles in the church, that people got together and they prayed for certain things. What Jesus is talking about is ostentatious presentation of yourself as a pious person, because you are praying to be seen of people. The object of prayer is to communicate with the Lord, and that is done in our secret place, in the secrecy of our heart, a place where we're not showing off to show other people how pious or good we are. And one of the things that Jesus said, your Father sees in secret. God knows every thought, every intention of our heart. He knows our sincerity. He knows everything about us. And we can pray to Him. We don't need to have a multitude of words. We can simply talk to Him as we would talk to anyone in secret, believing that He hears. Let's pray. Father in heaven, forgive me if I've ever displayed hypocrisy in my life. I want to be true and sincere as Jesus taught. And I pray, O Lord God, that today, when I need you, I can breathe a prayer in the secret place in my heart. Other people may not even know that I'm praying, and that you will hear me and help me in the moment. And help me to find that closet to pray, Lord, and take that time out of my day to commune with you in secret. In Jesus' name, amen.